was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night folds in on a rising tide. Look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, you know, I always wondered. I'd read stories about the British Empire and their use of heroin for a lot of these rituals. They used to traffic and deal with it. You know, a lot of these things, just when you think about it, a lot of these things come together. They conquered pagan India, which defeated Alexander the Great, while incorporating through marriage into satanic British bloodlines the elite Indian families, and they took over and rule India now. Satanic drugs, opium, and Christian missionaries, and Marxism, and putting 33-degree Freemason, Yale-educated agent Mao in charge, defeated China while incorporating through marriage into these bloodlines, the elite Chinese families. Now, how many people died at the hands of Mao? How many people died at the hands of Stalin? I don't find coincidences here. I find evidence. If people really, really truly looked into the ancient religions of Rome, where they would sacrifice bulls and they would and humans, and spray the crowd with blood. You ever hear the term bloodlust? Well, this was a civilization that they did this openly in the streets. You know, it's like history repeats itself over and over again. We're heading to some dark times if we allow this to continue on. Anyway, Ben Swan was covering something. I want to finish the rest of that clip. Go ahead and roll it.
I spoke with Cambies Shambankari, who has spent years covering sex trafficking all around the world, and I asked him what this scandal is demonstrating about the power and the abuse of people from around the world.
The fact is, regardless of what's happening right now with Prince Andrew and Epstein, that's a long time that a community of wealthy people, they take advantage of underage children and girls especially. There was based on United States government document, there were more than 600,000 cases of human trafficking, that more than 60% of them, they were girls that they brought to United States. Thailand has one of the worst cases in this matter, that many rich people, they travel to Thailand to have sex with underage children. And in this case, for Miss Roberts' case, she was 17, but we are facing in Thailand with something like 6 years old or 5 years old kids that they have been used as a sex slaves.
Well, and it just seems like this is, and as you pointed out, and I think you make a great point, that at the end of the day, a lot of the girls who are involved in this particular story, and that's not to minimize the abuse of them, are much older, and yet there are very young children all around the world that this is happening to, even as we're speaking.
Yeah, that's true. But what is bothering me about this case is blaming the victim. That we see a lot. You know,
how so? How are they blaming the victim?
They started to bullying this woman.
When you say that, are you talking specifically about Alan Dershowitz, the attorney who's now been assigned to this case, now taking it on?
Exactly. And Miss Roberts is an example of many of those victims that they can't step forward. They can't talk about their abusers. They can't talk about what happened to them because they are afraid.
Well, that person who was now blaming the victims, as you heard there, according to Shambankari, is attorney Alan Dershowitz, who himself has now been accused of having sex with underage girls associated with Epstein. Writing in the Wall Street Journal Law blog that he is the victim of an extortion conspiracy, Dershowitz is calling for the disbarment of the two lawyers who are representing the alleged victims. It's a story we'll continue to follow.
Wow, I mean, this is, Lori, comments?
Yeah, I have a lot of comments on that one. He went over quite a few of the cases that were major, major cases. The 1,400 girls were from, I think it was Rotherham in UK, where the police actually turned their back while Muslims groomed and sexually abused these girls. That was one of the cases. Another case he was talking about was featured in a film, and I have to give big props to this guy. He has given his all. He was actually abused by these people, too, in the Hot de la Garenne in Jersey. His name is Bill Maloney. He has a movie called Sun, Sea, and Satan that really explains it all. I'm going to give his name again. Bill Maloney, Sun, Sea, and Satan. Never met him, never talked to him, but he's part of my heart. His case, they were talking to, that was an orphanage in the island of Jersey in the Channel Islands, which is a big case, you know, I've helped out with as much as I could getting that out, where they outed Sabil. He was an actor over in the UK that brought in Cliff Richards. These are bailiwicks owned by the Queen of England. They can just go over there at any time. And what they do is they take the boats and they take the children out from the orphanages there. And it's not just that island, it's the other ones as well, i.e. Haiti, i.e. Dominican Republic, i.e. all the islands of the world. They'll take the children off on the boats, have their wiles with the children, and then they just go swim with the fishies. So there's no evidence. That's one of the big things they do. They take, here was Epstein. He went to his island, St. James. Same thing. These people can disappear. These children can disappear. And when you have a business, how many widgets can you sell? Because we're considered chattel. They're selling them like chattel. It's women, men, children. A lot of people acknowledge that they take, you know, the girls over to Saudi. This is happening with, like the gentleman said at the end, 3, 4, 5-year-olds, babies. We have over, I want to say 300,000 just in this country alone, and that number is low, missing children alone. Where do they go? Do you know any foster kids? I used to when I was a child. I don't know any anymore. Very rarely do you ever hear the foster children after the fact. We don't know where they're at. They disappear. They lose them. In Katrina, they lost the children. In Haiti, they lost the children. With the immigration that's coming in through Syria, they've lost the women and the children, because you only see the men. And I want to tell the people listening, one of the key things these people are, they're Satanists to me. That's what I've come to believe, is they're Satanists. So I'm going to say something that's going to offend a lot of people, and you're just going to have to understand this. To my Muslim brothers that are out there fighting this too, I hope the day has come when the Christian sees what you see, and that we can stop these people from harming our children. Because there are a lot of Muslims also who know what they're doing. They're doing it in Syria. They've been going straight for the children there. And the Muslims have been reaching out to some of the Christians saying, we are not ISIS. This is what they're doing. And we believe in God. Whether there's a miscommunication in the way the books were written, these people are true people and part of mankind. And they know what these people are doing. They're going and harvesting the organs from the Syrian victims. They did it in Iraq. They did it in Iran. They did it, not Iran, in Afghanistan. They're doing it all over the place. And this is one of the things that they've been doing on the islands. And they're doing it in the U.S. too. Ask some of the black men that are activists and ask them about the organ harvesting. You're going to find out that this is going to come out. It's time for the truth to come out and for people to wake up and start looking into this really, really sick and hard subject. Because there's a lot of people like me and Tom and David that have looked into it, and we walk around and look at the people and try to talk to just normal everyday people, and we can't because we know the truth behind what's going on. Even the people sitting on our school board, our city council, in our state, we know what they do behind the scene, and we have to go in and ask them and plead for them to give us the little pieces of legislation that we want when we know the truth. Look into it, guys, please. And that's kind of my comment after that, because it set off some things. Bill Maloney's not the only one. There's hundreds of people over in the UK I've worked with, but Bill Maloney has really, really gone out there and bless his heart, done everything he can. His movie, again, is Sun, Sea, and Satan.
The structure to this has been going on for a very long time. And what Lori's talking about, now we have an Islamic threat, right? And we do. There is a threat. However, what she's talking about, you look at, for one, let's look at these fake gangs that I was talking about earlier, right? ISIS, which was the Venetian created MI6, then created Wahhabism in 1706. Based on the same principles as Lutheranism, and institutionalized it, and MI6 created Saudi Arabia to create a destabilizing jihadi army, creating chaos in the Middle East, Russia, and China. And you see many of these other, even Protestant leaders like Abdul Wahhab, was a paid agent working for Venetian Cardinal Contarini. People, you don't understand that this really does exist, and it goes back a very long time. Eaton, since 1430, whipping and fagging to create fierce homosexual pedophile warriors in an educational system based on Greece and Sparta, the foundation of the British Empire. Satanism, Luciferianism, 33rd degree Freemasonic, pagan rituals and myths, used to pervert, degenerate, and control a psychopathic ruling class. Mao himself was a 33rd degree Freemason. I mentioned that a little while ago. Mao, how many people was Mao that died at the hands of Mao? How many children died at the hands of Mao? Then we have satanic Sabbatean Frankists who infiltrated the Jews and the Jewish organizations worldwide. Pagan rituals and myths used to pervert, degenerate, and control a Jewish psychopathic ruling class. Donma, Ataturk, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Schiffs, Warburgs. Karl Marx wrote Das Kapital from his MI6-provided office in the British National Museum under an ambassador, Urquhart, creating MI6-inspired communism. The Russian Revolution that saw 65 million people tortured and dead. Mao's Chinese Revolution, 85 million people tortured and dead. Socialism leads to this. Socialism is part of their religion. It is not just a political theory. George Orwell's totalitarian text, 1984, a boot stamping in your face forever. Totalitarian or legalist fake gangs sprang from this. capitalists, Marxists, communists, socialists, spring from the same fake gangs. I can get started with Catholicism and Attis worship, castrated galley homosexual pedestry priests. The state religion of the Roman Empire morphed into the Catholic Church. They pretend to be Christians. There are no such thing. There are no such thing. They're worshippers of Molech, Black Death. What do you think the Inquisition was about? You think the Inquisition was carried out by people in the name of Jesus Christ? People were flailed, tortured, burned. Horror. Holy medieval Inquisition. 50 million people. 50 million people. They burned many of them alive. Ripped breasts off of women. Strapped them on the rack. It continues on. I mean, the Catholic Church is controlled through the gangs, queens and kings and nobility of Europe, the Jesuits, the Knights of Malta. Vatican Bank is fronted by the Rothschilds, has $500 trillion, controls 70% of the Fortune 500 companies, controls 70% of all banks worldwide, controls 100% of central banks, and consciously creating all depressions and austerity, all wars, all famine, genocide, false flags, the assassinations of JFK, RFK, many more, September 11th, terror attacks. Where do you think this stuff comes from, folks?
Hey, that's Thomas.
Where this comes from. Yeah, go ahead.
If people can wrap their minds around this, it's kind of the way I understand, and it makes more sense to me. If they can do 9/11, just saying, I have no proof. If they can make all of these organizations.
I have proof.
Every organization and every group. Replace it with the word ISIS. Replace it with the belief, because they've done it to the Jews. They've done it to the blacks. They've done it to the homosexuals. They've done it to the whites now. You. They have done it now to the Muslims. Put any name, title, faith, belief. They've done it to the Buddhists in the past. They've done it to the Baha'i in the past. They're Satanists. Pure and simple, that's who they are, Shaitan. They are Satanists. There is one leader of all these demons. That's who it is. And they will call anyone else or any other faith, no matter what it is, as the bad guy and turn everybody against each other. And when they do that, you're so focused on fighting, your religion's not as good as my religion's. Hey, how about those Cubs? They broke their bad streak, right? Well, it's the same thing. Okay, it's the same thing. It's your football team. And I don't want to put it that, you know, it really is that way. That's your football team, guys. And when you look at it and you're playing football or you're going out there playing baseball and you're doing all this other nonsense with the election that doesn't matter, because unless you're elector, you can't vote. You can't see how they're harming you, your children, and somebody else's children. And we have lost sight taking care of mankind. That is the key thing that we're doing, is we're sitting out there watching games when the real moms and dads are going out taking care of business and going out working and destroying this planet and destroying what we could be. That's exactly what's going on. So anyone that was offended that I said my Muslim brothers, I'm going to tell you right now, in my research, all these years, there have been Muslims, Buddhists, and atheists beside me, not converting me, but conversing with me, men and women, both, conversing with me, letting me know their legends, their fables, their myths, their stories, their history, tying it all together. They're Satanists. There's no other word for it. There's nothing else that you can do. Masonry hides a lot of it. Not everyone in every organization is aware of what's going on. But
most
they're
of them
all-
aren't.
That do, and everyone that was on the island of Jersey that did that to those children And if I told you what go see Sunsi and Satan, would you hear there and see what they do? Every one of them was a Mason. And when you see what that island has on it, you can't drive around your town without seeing the same thing. And it will come to life and you will start to see it.
You'll start to see it everywhere in towns. You know, I drove across the heartland of America. And one such little town that I visited with my friend Fred in Iowa. And I see, you see the same patterns, the same squares, public square. And there's always a building on the corner that's owned by these people. And they have the same type of institutions that they're involved with. They're involved with helping children, children's hospitals, orphanages. Folks, most Masons that I know are good people. They're lower level and they're oblivious of many of this. They frame these charitable organizations and they do a lot of good. But that is to hide what these people at the upper echelons are involved with. You know, I used to think that you know, when I first started looking into this, this just can't be true. This has got to be just one of those, you know, conspiracy theories that, you know, people get interested in. It's like, you know, something like watching a good movie or something. And the more I dug and the more I compared to my childhood and what happened to me when I was a child, it's when reality hit me in the face. It's when I started seeing in every town across the heartland, these people exist. And it's scary once you realize how widespread it is. Because you'd like to think that it's just a few people here and there, you know what I mean? It's just a couple crazy people here and there, and they've somehow networked. And it's just not so.
They bred.
Yes, they breed. They breed. And they, we saw one of them, you know, oddly enough, one of them was on the Oprah Winfrey show one day. And I don't know whether she was for real, but I'm pretty sure she was. And she was just a typical Jewish girl from a normal family, you know, just like any other one you'd meet in Long Island or something, you know. Just seemed like a normal girl. But the truth of the matter is that she was in a Sabbatean Frankist cult that they purport to be normal, but through certain times of the year and certain rituals, there are breeders within their family that breed children for their disposure. It's the Moloch worshiping, and you basically take the child that you bear and you sacrifice it to Moloch for power. And, you know, people kind of castigated Oprah for running that story once. I think that was before Oprah really realized what she was involved with. You know, they put it on a tabloid show like that, and America sees that and they say, oh, this is just entertainment. This is, you know, this isn't real. Folks, it's real. It's very real. I can tell you, it affected my life when I was a child. That's all I'm really going to get into it now. Some people know more than that who have known me for a long time. And as such, I'm compelled to not give up the fight of exposing this evil. And it's exactly what it is. It's absolute evil. And you have to look it in the face and you have to lose your fear. And we need to come together and realize that there are control mechanisms that were created to manipulate us and pit us against each other. I want to tell you that there are absolutely people who believe that that Islam and Sharia law and cutting off heads and all of that. What I'm telling you is, though, that they're not really Muslims, no more than they're the Catholic priests who diddle with little boys are Christians. They are Satanists. That is what they are, wearing the identity of a certain culture so that that culture can be pitted against another culture. This is how the elites divide and conquer and control. It's really that simple, isn't it, Lori?
Yeah, I have to... The words of a lady when we left a town, I'm not going to say where she's at. We were in a town, and we had gotten to know a lady that worked at one of the little corner stores. And when we left, we were telling her goodbye. She was very sweet. She was a Muslim. And her final words to us both were, when you talk to them and see them, other people, Christians, that might hate them, she said, please remind them one thing. We're waiting for Jesus, too. And they are. And yeah, that really struck me because, you know, it's something new to me. I didn't grow up knowing anything about either the Jewish religion or the Muslim religion. I was grew up in a smaller town, and we kept to ourselves and had our Christian, you know, Protestant religion, our faith. And, you know, I went to church for a short time, but it was more reading the Bible and being at home and home study. But that's one thing that people really need to see where they're being programmed. If ISIS was started, per the rumored, it hasn't been proven, rumored WikiLeaks emails that McCain and Clinton and all these people set up and started ISIS, and they took your most uneducated, backwoods, I'm going to say Arkansas-type Muslim, because, you know, Clinton's are from Arkansas, so I'm sorry if you're from that state. I'm
sorry about that, folks.
Sorry about that, guys. But if they took that backwoods person from the Middle East who was uneducated, never really read their religious faithful texts, and they were taught in school, taught this faith that this is how you're supposed to act, they're going to go nuts like this. I think it was 1965 in the Catholic religion that you were not allowed to read the Bible or you would be put to death. So even in the Catholic religion, they had these crazy notions that you couldn't even read what you were supposed to believe. If they're doing the same thing to Muslims who couldn't read their faith, I mean, you've got to remember, let's see, Abraham had two sons. One was by his concubine, the other by his wife. He was out and he was about to sacrifice his son Isaac. Sound a little familiar? It was something really well known way back in the early times of mankind. Well, the two brothers parted, and when Ishmael was sent out with his mother, the angel came to Ishmael's mother and said, we'll have his own kingdom. He didn't say we're going to go and kill each other.
That's right. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. In deep tonight, folks.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialists and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-293-5565. That's 800-293-5565. 800-293-5565.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Mother of the Blue Ridgefield and sails, close the sea of years. With no provisions, but in no place, close the straits of fear.
RBN. We do have a caller, I believe, Jason in Boston. Jason, you still with us there?
Okay, cool.
Jason, yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh my God, man! So now I'm caught all off guard. Okay. It happens, right? You know. No one's life is perfect. If we lived a perfect life, we'd all do it, right?
Yeah.
What the hell is going on? I have seen in the last 48 hours two different investigations ramping up, and I'm someone who, and I'm going to make this statement, here's what I want to do. I'm going to make this statement, and then I want your comment on the statement. I have seen two different investigations come out from the FBI against the Clinton Foundation and against Hillary Clinton herself in terms of pay for play in her supposed position. And I'm taking a different vocal inflection that is an angry vocal inflection, and that's very deliberate. This is not an accident. This is very deliberate because I am pissed off. And I'm not going to take this crap anymore. I'm not going to take this crap anymore. So my reason for the call is simply a question to you.
Mm-hmm.
Before Tuesday, they have to come out with this. And if they don't come out
Why?
With it, it's because they're scared. It's because they're threatened. It's because their families are threatened. It's because they don't want to be Vince Foster. And I'm not going to bother with this crap anymore. I'm done. I'm done with it.
I got something to tell you, though, Jason. I've got an example of what we've been talking about. There's a case in the school district I work with, and I'm not ignoring where you are, but I kind of want to make a point with it. There was a mom that said, hey, my little girl's been touched inappropriate by a little boy in the school, and I'm trying to get a hold of someone at the school to take care of it. This is a Facebook post, and everybody's going, oh, wow, kind of what happens in that town. Let me know how it goes for you. In the old days, when this happened to the children, the town folk, they went out and killed those that did it. Now, I'm not saying we need to go out and kill them. We're more passive now.
Because
hold on. With your anger, you live in a town, you live in a county, you live in a state. What meetings have you gone to stand with anybody in your community to say no more? If you're that angry, tonight you'll find out when the next meeting is in your city, county, or school district. And you will go anytime. Anyone standing up to fight, you will stand and not sit in that chair.
Excuse me. Did you just ask me how many meetings have I gone to in my town to deal with these kind of things? Is that what you did?
Absolutely. And I assumed a lot too, Jason.
I have been to two. And as busy as I am, it was not easy to do. But I went, and
Absolutely.
It was in a church basement down at the intersection of Beale Street and 4th. And I sat there, and I gave my opinion, and I got excoriated by liberal, weirdo people that basically told me that I'm evil for the fact that I want to vote for Trump. Have you, my dear?
Hey, Jim.
Yes, I'm very well known for going to any meeting I could possibly find.
Hey, Jason.
Okay, so maybe Jason, maybe we misinterpreted each other there.
Probably.
That's why I asked, and a lot of it I said so that people could hear that what we can do is we're not doing all we need to, and we've let it get out of control. We, the people, not you and I, but all of us, and.
Right.
You were at that meeting by yourself. There should have been hundreds of people with you.
No, I'm only my girlfriend.
Your
my
issue.
Girlfriend's a liberal.
Hold on.
My girlfriend's a liberal idiot.
Hold on, Jason. I'm going to try to make some sense out of it. Had your issue been as serious as what we're dealing with these WikiLeaks, and you had to go before any of these elected officials, servants, you should have had at least 50 people in those meetings. Out of some of the communities, our school district had 80,000 students. That's not parents and taxpayers. That's students. And there was one person standing for those children. You need to have people behind you.
I have spent 80 hours a week for the last 10 years. I'm 32 years old. I have spent 80 hours a week in the last 2 years researching the New World Order. I know about 9/11. I know about Sandy Hook. I know about the Murrah Building. I know about everything. The GMO, vaccines, illegal wars in the Middle East. I know about everything in exquisite detail in a way that you need to listen to your own voice on your own network, dear Dr. Deagle.
Yes.
You need to listen to Dr.
Hold on,
Deagle.
Hold on a second.
Okay,
hold on a second.
I talked to Dr. Deagle quite a bit.
Hold on a second.
A very good
hold on
man.
A second. Hold on a second, I said. This is my show. When I say hold on, that means everybody be quiet. Now, Jason, you've called into this show several times. You will talk to her with respect, or you will never call in again.
I will, but she can't talk to me like that, talking down to me like I don't know what I...
Dude, she's not talking
like
down
to
you, dude.
Like I'm some uninformed troll. That's not the case, okay?
You're not
she's
a
not gonna be nice
she didn't call you a troll. All right, that's it. Goodbye, Jason. Have a nice night. I don't deal with that. Folks, if you're listening in, if you're going to call into this show, hey, look, I'll give you a little bit of latitude with me. When you talk to her, you'll talk to her with respect or you'll be cut off in a second. Anyway, would you like to comment, Lori?
Well, I was not trying to talk down to him. And
I know you weren't. I know you weren't.
And everything he said about the research was 100% true. People need to look into all of it. They really do. So whether we had a miscommunication or not, you know, he had a lot to say, and I'm glad that, you know, with what I had to say, he had gone to his meetings, because 90% of the people that I talked to never even make it to a meeting, and he said he worked 80 hours a week. A lot of people need to do exactly what he did. He made it to two. We need to make it to all of them, but it's just not possible. So that's kind of my comments to him and what's going on. If we're miscommunicating,
I got that.
Happens,
I
yeah.
got that. And like you said, if we were miscommunicating, but see, you know, I allow people a certain latitude when it comes to, I don't know. It sounds like maybe he's had a couple drinks tonight. He's a good guy. He's called into the show before, and I hope he calls in again. But I have to tell you, folks, the voice that you hear on the other end, that's my wife, and I'll stand up for her. Before anything else, that's my heart right there. So anyway,
Thomas, we're kind of got derailed a minute, but back to what we were talking about.
Yep.
We were talking about the Muslim issue, the Jewish issue, all of it. If everyone will go and read their text and the text of those they're afraid of, they tell you who the enemy truly is: Satan, the demon, the evil. And it's not each other, it's those that worship the evil. And it tells you that these evil people, how to identify them and what they will have. They will have the greed. They will worship mammon. They will worship idols. They will have certain pillars in front of their buildings, their homes, their castles, whatever it is. You know, Jesus says, you are of your father. So, you know, it says in one hand, you are of your father, the you know, and it themes the Jews. But it also says in Galatians, when this is over and everybody knows the truth, that there will be no more Jew, Christian. It kind of says, you know, it's going to be like a reverse of what the New World Order is. So,
yes,
that's a lot to think about. But this, if you look into this issue, it's coming about the Clintons and through the FBI on the sexual predators, you will find each and every one of these is responsible for what's going on. And even some of the people talking today as if they're innocent, just as guilty as Hillary. But right now they're starting to eat each other. And that's for those of you that research and have had to have that heavy heart. Put a smile on that heart today, because that sunlight's shining bright right now.
Yeah. Sure is. Sure is. All right. Now, I did have... I had another clip on this that I wanted to share. Mike, can you roll that next clip that I had up?
Okay. air hostess on board the notorious Lolita Express, the billionaire's private jet at the center of a sex scandal making lurid headlines across the world. Sleazy Wall Street tycoon Jeffrey Epstein used the Lolita Express to ferry a bevy of beautiful young women. Among the passengers, former President Bill Clinton and Britain's Prince Andrew.
On almost every trip that I did go on, there were young girls around.
In this Inside Edition exclusive, Shantae Davies takes us inside the secret world of the Lolita Express, named for the controversial book and movie about a professor's infatuation with an underage girl. Shantae made several trips on Jeffrey Epstein's infamous Lolita Express. She says she was one of several young, attractive women hired to travel around the world giving massages or yoga instruction to Epstein and his rich and powerful friends. When Shantae was hired, she was a struggling 22-year-old actress. She once played a lingerie model in a movie called Exposed.
These designs are really great.
Shantae worked as a masseuse, but says she never had sex with Epstein.
Did you ever think that maybe more was going on than simple massages?
Looking back, of course.
Was there a bed on the airplane?
Actually, yes, there was, yeah.
On one memorable flight on board a plane like this provided by Air Hollywood, she says she made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for passengers, including Oscar winner Kevin Spacey, actor Chris Tucker, and even Bill Clinton. They were all flying to Africa on a humanitarian mission, and Jeffrey Epstein had given them the use of his jet.
So you never gave President Clinton a massage?
No, I didn't.
Shantae says when the plane landed in Africa, Clinton took her shopping, but she says nothing improper occurred.
They had shut down a jewelry store for us, and I helped him pick out a bracelet for Chelsea.
It was a jet-set lifestyle, for sure, but Shantae says she felt uncomfortable about being part of Epstein's collection of young women.
You saw young women around Jeffrey Epstein, and they didn't seem to have regular jobs, and you started wondering, why are they here?
Yes, yes.
When you look back, are there red flags that you should have seen at the time?
Definitely, yeah. Why fly anyone out to be a masseuse when there's plenty of masseuses in the same city that you're in?
Epstein served 13 months in prison for soliciting an underage girl for prostitution. Now just looking at the front page headlines the scandal has generated brings Shantae to tears.
To have to deal with that and then on top of it defend my character, I'll have children one day, you know, and they'll read this.
She wonders whether she'll ever be able to live down her time on the Lolita Express.
More than anything, I just felt stupid. Yeah, I felt duped.
We begin with a story of sex slaves, underage girls, a billionaire, murder, a prince, and at least one former U.S. president. What has been the biggest scandal in the U.K. since World War II has now come to the U.S., and it may involve former President Bill Clinton. The story surrounds this man, billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, who served time in 2008 for soliciting prostitution. That charge came as part of a plea deal. It all began in 2005 when Epstein was investigated after a woman reported that he paid her 14-year-old daughter $300 for sex. Since that initial claim, there have been more than 40 women who have come forward with claims that Epstein is a sexual predator and that he not only abused them, but shared them with famous and powerful friends. Well, flash forward to today, and a lawsuit is underway in Palm Beach, Florida. In that lawsuit, multiple mentions of former President Bill Clinton, who reportedly took multiple trips to Epstein's private island. You see it here. It's called Little St. James. It all happened between 2002 and 2005. Now, according to testimony in the lawsuit, at least one woman on that compound was there unwillingly. She is referred to as Jane Doe 102. She was forced to live as one of Epstein's underage sex slaves.
That's good. We already rolled that one. That was the next one I was asking for. But that's okay. We have a caller on the line. Who do we have up? Fred in Michigan. Fred, go ahead. You're on.
Yeah, Tom, pursuant to Jason, I found in my interactions with people of that mindset, and I'm surrounded by them, even though this is Flintstone, Leadwater, Michigan, I do what the scripture says, become them, emulate them, okay? And then I ask them, since we are post 9/11, do you support our troops? And who's going to say, no, I don't. Yeah, I do too. And here's a guy in Austin, Texas, for instance. Of course, I'm going to bring your broadcast up. You know, Leonard Ulrich, for instance, history is a lie. That's one of the first things Jason should bring to the attention. Man, I've been duped. I've been stupefied all my life. And here's the facts from a PhD historian who, just like us, believe with blind faith trust that the status quo consensus opinion is me and you. And it's not. History's a lie. Go watch it on YouTube. Okay. And while you're on YouTube, guess what? A whole bunch of brilliant, honorable American veterans did this thing called Israel Did 9/11, All the Proof in the World. Israel Did 9/11, All the Proof in the World. And if you want to see what the presidential selection pep rally contest scam is all about, while you're on YouTube, look up Antichrist Unveiled. Antichrist Unveiled by an honorable Hebrew-American, Jonathan Kleck. K-L-E-C-K. Antichrist Unveiled. Tom, it's the perfect example of what this presidential sophistry, hypocrisy process is all about. And it will blow anybody. If Jason simply brings up, okay, Tex Mars, conspiracy world. Here's a career Goldberg colonel, retired, and what is he doing in his retirement? He's proving that Revelation 2:9 is a reality. He's proving that our greatest scourge, cancer upon the earth, our biggest ultimate evil enemy, is the likes of Bibi Netanyahu and Sheldon Adelson and Annenberg. You know? And then you can say, oh, yeah, then there's this brilliant fellow in Philadelphia. Art. No Place for Corruption. Folks, you've got to visit his website.
Yes.
And then don't forget Charlotte Iserbeat. After NoPlaceForCorruption.com, you got AmericanDeception.com. The deliberate dumbing down of America. Are you an American? You're deliberately dumbed down. Here's the evidentiary proof. And let's not forget our buddy Larkin Texas. blogspot.com, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, Jason, RBN has got all the silver bullets you need, buddy. You don't have to go off half-cocked and you know, vent your anger in a really unsuccessful and unproductive way. Because all you're going to do is disenfranchise. You're gonna turn people away, you're going to turn them off, you got to turn them on. You got to become them. Hey, I'm tired of being deceived, manipulated, exploited, okay? We have all the ammo we need now.
We sure do.
And then you run them over to, okay, here's where it starts, escapeharassment.com. This guy Dave DeReamer in Delaware and Howard, his buddy, for 30 years they've been proving, Tom, that we have to secure the priority interest rights, the monetary fiduciary economic rights in our name and our body and all of our real property that was secretly hypothecated from us without our informed consent, authorization, pursuant to full disclosure. That's what Kobe Bryant did. He goes into court. He says, hey, man, whatever legal documents that you presume to have my authorized signature, I declare that is not my authorized signature. And I don't consent to any of these proceedings. And he walks. Kobe Bryant walks on that basis. And the guy that's got all these facts nailed down for all of us is the guy at escapeharassment.com and peoples-rights.com. Dave DeReamer and company.
And they're all
excellent,
good.
Excellent people. I just, you know, sometimes when I sit back and I look at RBN, we've had our share of ups and downs, but I mean the minds that have come through here, just Lark. I love. I met with Lark in Texas, along with a slew of other fine minds at a conference that we all visited, and it was just incredible. The information is there. It's getting together, coming together, and utilizing that information is what we need to practice, I think, on a little bit better. The information is absolutely there.
And gentlemen, can I interrupt you, because we are coming to the end of the show? I mean, we've got just a few minutes, but there's some research information that hundreds of people have risked their lives to get out. Do you mind if I name a few cases for people to research?
No, go ahead.
Okay. There's a Durox affair, which is out of Belgium. You have the Franklin case that is out of Lincoln, Nebraska, with the boys' home and the White House that people should be researching. You have the Presidio military base affair. That's where Aquino came in and some of the mind control came in. You have False Memory Syndrome Foundation. You have the McMartin preschool abuse. You have the Finders. That's another story you can find. That's from 1987 out in New York. They read a story.
I'm going to inject one. Operation PatCon. That's Operation PatCon, the infiltration and the controlled opposition creation to destroy the militia, patriot, and liberty movement. Go ahead.
And there is also Sun, Sea, and Satan by Bill Maloney. And I cannot at the moment remember what Russell Burton's, it had something to do with the Seville case. He has a great YouTube video as well. There's so many people that have worked on this, so many people that have taken a lot of sacrifices for this. But this is the key thing we need to do, is get people looking at it and see it's gone in with banking, with the savings and loan for the Franklin case, which is a huge, very well-known case that goes right to the White House again, second one. I just hope people look into it. Don't stop. It goes into your CPS cases, and how, as Lazaro was saying at the first of the show, you can buy a child from $3,000 to $5,000, and the CPS worker is rewarded, you know, up to $10,000 per child. Please research, and I'll give it back to you, gentlemen. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, that's quite all right. Dave's still here, and we're running out of time, I hear in my ear here. Dave, any final parting comments you'd like to make? I guess not. David seemed to be there. I guess we lost him. Folks, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast, never a dull moment. We hold no grudges. We love you all, and we'll be back again tomorrow night. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.